The verdant crunch of fallen leaves and pine needles under your paws as you walk upright through the forest. Moonlight filters down, full and beautiful. Everything is silvered, in addition to muted versions of its true colors. The scent is leaf mold and life. You feel safe and at home. Each step down the path carries you lightly into another world. Certain things are said about this particular forest. Notably, that it inspires vigor. Just breathing the fresh forest air improves circulation. Blood flow also improves various other systems. More blood flow means a higher body temperature. More invigorated and flushed tissue all over. On the other hand, it also makes one feel twitchy, excited, and the vigor does tend to focus below the waist. Tingling, dripping, heat, yearning to satisfy and climax with another. The trees here are laden with fruit, red and round, dripping with juice, or small pinkish berries with little hoods of leaves around them. So tempting. Just one bite would feel very nice. But then you would end up affected by the curse. An entire forest where heat is in the air. Taking a bite of the fruit would leave you normal for a little while, until the effects kick in. Some of them come just from breathing plant spores. The path ahead of you is foggy. Silver light reflects off vapors. The effects of various local fruits come to mind and make you shiver a little, not entirely in dread. Deeper breathing. Eyes rolling back. The air wavering. Objects emanating a heated aura of light so that you stare intently and glazed, trying to make out what is behind the glow. Then it becomes something more, a faint glare entering your eyes, like silvery moonlight, but carrying heat with it. Well, best not to dwell on it too long. You should continue through the forest and find what you may find. Step after step through a soft carpet of leaves and a well-trod dirt path. You see a clearing ahead, bordered by a ring of those fruit-bearing trees. Silver across their glistening surfaces, like liquid light sometimes dripping to the forest floor. You are approaching the edge of that clearing now, 10 steps away. 9. Your feet settle into well-worn grooves in a dirt path below the leaves. 8 steps now, a bit closer. The vapors of the forest still make you hot, immerse you in another place and time. It is difficult to even focus on the path. After all, many leaves have fallen over it, and the mist is so soothing to stare into. This is true even if, 7, you just stare at the swirling mists without attempting to resolve the space beyond. Your eyes focus in, narrowing, fixating. You see something at the far end of the clearing. 6. Just a few more steps will see you moving out of the tree-lined path and into a wider circular cleared space. 5. Into that circle, from far above, comes moonlight. Even the light in this place is cursed, and it shivers over your skin with an eerie, arousing heat. 4. Light itself is a sensual caress. The leaves underfoot are beyond soft. They beckon you to lay down and run your fingers through them. Then you notice something through the mist. 3. A step closer, squinting to make it out. 2. Yes, no mistaking it now. There is a short girl laying down at the other end of the clearing. Dark skin made silvered in the moonlight. The sheen of sweat. The faraway look in her eyes. The crunch of leaves and twigs underfoot as you step into the clearing. Yes, a young woman, probably in her early 20s, laying back against the base of a huge tree. She has clearly been thrashing and moving around because her lower body is covered in leaves stirred up from the forest floor. You cannot even see legs. Instead, just the fact she is entirely nude. She has red hair down past her shoulders. Some hangs in front of her body, failing to conceal pert pink nipples on sizable breasts. Her mouth is open, panting, tongue hanging out, and she whimpers freely at your approach. You feel as if you've stepped into another world. Sweat on her brow, on her breast. She has both hands down between her legs. The wet smack and slurp of her fingers diving into a soaked pussy. The ache in her voice is obvious when she cries out. "Please, please help me," she says desperately. The catch in her voice is obvious. So is the red juice at the corner of her lips. She has eaten the forest fruit and gone into a mating frenzy. The poor thing. Her pussy lips shine silver with moisture. Dark skin and blonde hair, and her tiny frame, surprisingly large breasts. The impression she is short is just based on her torso, though. Her actual lower body is hidden beneath the leaves, except for her gleaming sex, which is out in the open for you to see. She moves her hands away, bringing her juices to her lips and licking them up temptingly. She speaks in a voice husky and heavy with desire. "Please, I can't take it anymore. Fuck me, please, 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 please," she says. She just keeps repeating it. The repetition becomes a tempting buzz in your head. She looks up at you, eyes wet, pleading. Her hands come down and spread a pussy so laden with cloudy juices that it seems to blur. Or maybe that is the heat coming off it. You feel arousal start in your belly and spread everywhere else. Wanting to please her. Wanting to feel what it is like inside that molten cleft. The thoughts fill you. You make eye contact and you see a glint of moonlight fall on the eyes behind her tears of desire. Silver eyes, pleading, scrunched up, barely able to bear the powerful sensations inside her. You need to help this poor girl. Climbing above her, moving clothing out of the way. You smell a combination of sex and perfume. Her skin is quite cool to the touch, but it will warm up fast. She kisses your neck as you cover her body, lining yourself up. You are already throbbing, burning with lust, drooling your fluids to make a little pool on her thighs. She seems happy about it and uses her fingers to keep the lips spread below so you can slip inside. She peppers your neck with kisses and thank you nuzzles. Her breath is warm, even if her belly and arms feel cool and smooth. A little scaly, really. Maybe she needs a better moisturizer. No matter, you'll both be covered in fluids very well soon. She wraps around you, affectionate and close and needing. As you warm up, she warms too. Her arms are wrapped tight. Her body is tight against yours. Her tail is coiling from the feet. Tail. Oh. Tail. Her long tail rising from the leaves fills you with a complex feeling. Dread impossible to untangle from arousal. After all, her skin is still sweated and her sighs are so hot vapor is rising from her mouth. You feel yourself being gently lowered by that tail's agile muscles. You are heated from the inside out as she begins to coil. This motion of her muscles heats her tail from inside out, so you are wrapped in a softly scaled blanket of control. Trying to exert strength, trying to stir, you thought you had the upper hand. Apparently not. You can gain no purchase, no leverage, no escape. When she finally has you laid out on the ground, you see her scaled belly rising. The join of her upper body to the rest shows that dripping pussy. One of the few parts of her that looks firmly human now, as the moonlight dapples her scales. You're held down, pinned down, held in place, body constricted, being steered into a better position. Squeezing might be too rough of a word, though. She's really very gentle. Quite impressive, because her nipples are dilated and moisture is dripping from her wet slit. Her nipples are hugely pointed, and you see scales edging the pliable flesh. They glisten as though oiled, which they are. Held like you are, her body's inconsistent coolness is apparent. Breath is hot. Coils are slowly warming up. Pussy is molten. Your arousal is unavoidable. She's beaming lust, and when she speaks, it is a husky, hissing ache made into sound. Finally, the fruit loses its power if we leave the forest. She sounds awfully reasonable now. You try to squirm, pushing your shoulder against the edge of one of her coils. But the portion of muscled tail holding your shoulders slip upward and pushes you back into a comfortable but confined position. You're not getting out, it seems. You try asking why she needs the fruit. She seems plenty turned on. You are very aware of her juices dripping onto your belly and the way the lips of her sex are parted to reveal a brilliantly shiny clit. Her breasts bounce and the nipples are so hard it must be painful. She has thrown her hair back over her shoulders, making those breasts bare and silvered with sweat like the rest of her upper body in the moonlight. This also shows that there are no ears. She flicks her tongue out and it is long and forked at the tip, but otherwise broad, flat, wet, and humanoid. She squeezes you in her coils, just enough to make you aware you are being bound. The only gap in her constriction is a few inches against your waist, so your shaft is free and safe to bounce and drip. When it begins to flag, it ends up resting against her inner thigh. Because she is lowering her suspended body closer and closer to your length. This seems plenty hard, she says, ignoring your question. Which it does. Despite your predicament, this is a hell of a turn-on. Cute girl in the moonlight obviously wants you inside of her. Of course you're turned on. Not just a small weak tingle between your legs. This is a throb. It goes full body. It runs up and down your nerves. She's glistening silver with sweat and juices. Her breasts heave. You see two little fangs. The slit pupils of her eyes are now a bit more obvious. The way her eyes stare eternally, moistening themselves with a small membrane now and then. Also a clue. Okay, you missed a lot, but you're not to blame. Look at her. Yes, look at her. The way silver glints off her eyes. The way your shaft stands up thrust in the moonlight, already painting itself with pre-cum and the light. You ache. She lowers herself toward your body. She mentioned something about the fruit of the forest, but it looks like she didn't eat any. She's too composed. Horny, though. Obviously, she's horny. You're going to fertilize my eggs, she explains, panting. Okay, she's in natural heat instead of cursed heat. Lowering her egg-bearing body, you notice her belly does move oddly. It's small and taut, and maybe just the tiniest bit bulgier than normal. You don't know what she looks like when she's not bearing eggs, though. Her pussy is parted. The head of your cock touches something wet and pleasantly warm. Her juices are sticky with arousal and instantly run in rivulets all the way down. She pushes the head inside of her, engulfed. You're engulfed in the hot, tight pussy of a girl who has your whole body constricted and held to the ground, using her powerfully muscled snake form to keep her upper body aloft so she can lower her pussy onto your cock. Just 1 inch. You're barely inside. Her long tongue dangling out. Long, quivering trembles pass from her breasts down across her egg-filled belly, down to her inner thighs where the humanoid part of her upper body ends. Goddess, yes, she squeaks. I could have just grabbed anyone. But it had to be in this forest. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, she pants, trying to explain. but she can't resist anymore. Her coils around you are vibrating, shifting, soothingly massaging away your tension as the snake girl lowers her pussy down your shaft. You're wrapped up in her. With an audible smack, she lowers to the hilt. You feel wetness stream from her. Her yellow silver eyes are rolled back, and her hands clutch her own hair wantonly, raised over her head. She rides you a few times with gentle force. Your cock is being milked by powerful internal muscles shaped to keep the head of you as deep in a hot, wet, needy space as possible. Your pre-com is still leaking into the deepest part of her, and when she makes you come, it will go very deep. Her sex is specially shaped for this, it seems. The side effect is that she isn't thrusting you in and out of her. She's keeping you inside, then moving her pussy muscles to satisfy herself. From the hilt of your cock to the tip, you are buried inside of her, and you have no escape. The constriction keeps you there. Pleasure sparks into your brain, and she just keeps writhing her internal musculature. You feel your hips buck involuntarily, but there is no escape. Only the pleasure of being trapped in her. Trapped in her coils. Trapped in her body. She begins to undulate inside. No masturbation device could ever compare in its variety of sensations. She is moving the muscles side to side, which makes your cock roll left and right, stretching the muscles slightly at the hardened base. Her slit closes tight to suck on the back muscle of your aching shaft. You're drooling pre-cum so much that you wonder if you are actually just coming in slow motion. The deepest part of her pussy sucks the hardest, forming a vacuum. Her hands go from knotting in her hair to grabbing her pretty breasts. Red hair on the snake girl is sweated silver in the light of the moon. Every time she grabs her breasts, the deep part of her pussy which has captured your cockhead does a pump motion that tries to suck cum right out of your urethra. But nothing is there yet. She begins riding fast, using her muscular body to raise and drop her hips. Now you are sliding in and out of her in something closer to normal sex. The rub, her coils massage your butt, creating a soft and sinuous prison and bed beneath you. You are being pulled out of her pussy every time she raises her body. And this means she moves back so you can look up at the sky. the silver disk of the cursed full moon. The silver leaves of green and verdant trees. The silver red on fruit you know better than to taste. You see it all, and you feel the coils under you raise up towards her. She's bouncing on and off your cock, but her pussy is far from normal. It sucks desperately and tries to hold you inside her. You feel little pleasure pressure marks from the vacuum at the deepest part of her drenched passage. No matter how wet she gets, she's still just as tight. Like fingers gripping your cock, so great is the pressure. But your rod inside her seems to set something off then. Here it comes, here it comes, oh, here I come, here I come. Oh, good, maybe she'll be done soon. Oh no. Her insides spasm as if they were vibrating. They grip your cock and begin to work it erratically. It feels like hands, like mouths, like any sensation your shaft has ever had. Her pussy is sealed around you. The sensation is too much. You desperately try to squirm your hips away, because your mind is feeling hot and disorganized. Nothing doing. She coils you closer and tighter. You feel yourself so deep, suction holding you in. The tip is being worked and sucked on. The back muscle of your shaft is brushed by hot, juice-laden pleats. You need this. You suddenly are too close to the point of no return. Obviously, she is too, because a high-pitched, inescapable, keening sound escapes her lips. She tosses her flexible body back, but her pussy is still all around you. Pulse, pulse, long, strong urges. Obviously orgasm, sending the vibrations into you. Her pussy's reaction is powerful. Your butt is tensed. She asks, did you come? Did you come? I can't stop till you come. Oh, come, 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 come for me, please. I need it, please. Desperation is in her voice. She's babbling insensate. Her orgasm prolonged. She begs you too, but whether she begged or not, it would be inevitable. The pulsing is sending nervous system signals to your brain. Your shaft is in a wet, hot cage of pleasure where the sensations just get stronger. Jerking you harder and faster now than your own hand can. You're almost worried about her body. It must be rough on her muscles to vibrate and gyrate her hips that fast. Juices are flying all over her tail, leaving little silver spots in the lunar radiance. She stops flailing and grips your shoulders. She leans against you in a tight hug and kisses the nape of your neck. Please come, I need it. I really do need it, please. It'll feel so good. Oh God, I'm gonna know. I can't come first. No coming. She squeaks at the end and seems to lose the ability to speak any more. Throb, you begin to feel the sparks building. First, it was just a long, trickling wave of pleasure finding new places to store sensation inside your body. But now her pussy is moving in to force climax, to finally set you over the edge and into twitching abandon. The pleasure is too great. Gotta come soon. Then her hips begin to piston on and off of you. She's clearly coming, clearly still locked in orgasm. Your shaft surrenders, white hot light behind your eyes, your butt tensed, pleasure signals inundating you so hard you roll your eyes back and drool like she is. Throb, pulse, the way the muscles in your cock move and shiver against her vacuum restrictions within, the way you can barely do anything more than surrender your cum to the pleasurable gravity of her insides. You know it is going deep inside of her, and she is pulling on the head of your now far too sensitive cock, using spasming vacuum motions. This means that your cum doesn't come out in spurts, but in one long flow, being rushed along the shaft, sucked through the pleasure valves of your sexual response. Her tongue licks your neck, kissing, tasting, testing, thanking you for giving in. Then she sighs as your hot cum splashes inside in a flow, as if sucked from a hose, which, given her vacuum-sealed deepest part, it is. Her body untenses, and her pussy slackens a little. It is still impossibly tight and hot, but thankfully the white hot spasming pleasure invading your brain made your shaft get a little bit smaller and begin to slip out. Still, you pulse and shiver in her grip, and the grip gets a tiny bit tighter. She's so careful with it that you doubt this is forgetfulness. No, she's giving you a hug. Her pussy trapped every drop in its special sucking vacuum interior. Not one drop spills back onto you, even when your cock flops out of her. Winded, little aftershocks making your hips twitch and your cock feebly try to get hard again. But she rode you so wet, your thighs are soaked, and her coils have been spattered by the cast-off from her rapid-fire pistoning. You feel sore, but in a good way. Laying back, you find her coils still support you in a pleasant embrace. The trail of saliva from her affectionate licking still runs down your face on one side and onto your neck. You look up at the redhead in the moonlight. So slick with sweat, she appears to be made of silver and lust. There is even more heat coming off her body. Her snake coils are merely pleasantly cool, warmed by body heat only. But her upper body is still locked in a kind of mating heat. You notice her belly is swollen a bit more. Maybe you came more than you thought. Certainly she worked for it and deserved it. Your cock feebly becomes semi-hard, and she inspects it with one hand, seeming disappointed it fell out of her after your mind-blowing explosion. Oh, you're getting soft. I can fix that. You hear a sound of leaves rustling high overhead. She has raised her long arms to grab something. Oh, she's leaning in with a piece of fruit in her hand. A single bright red berry. Her breath is still steaming. Her pussy hasn't stopped ringing and looking for your escaped cock. Even as you start to go soft, you are still trapped in the memory of spurting divinely inside her. You manage to make your eyes focus as the red fruit drops a few silver flecks of dew into the air. Time for round two. There's a reason I love this forest so. The taste of red juice on your lips. The feel of the fruit right there. Already hard again. And now you want it as much as her. You manage to slip her coils off of you. She seems surprised that you can do that. Pity she has been lucky so far, and didn't realize the fruit grants super strength in some people, like you. But that is another story for another moon.